City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Feels good. Bendigo
Tripwire. Now, I know for a fact that Bendigo Senior Secondary College are doing a trial this week, and I've managed to track down Olivia Shambry. Good morning, Olivia.
Libby.
Good morning.
Now, you are at Bendigo Senior Secondary College, and we were talking before, you're doing Step Up. So you're in Year 11 at the moment, but you're going into Year 12. So you're doing the Year 12 thing currently. And you're part of the trial.
Uh-huh.
With the mobile phones.
You don't sound too rapid.
Yeah, how's it going?
It's okay, considering this year being on our phones was quite lenient, and now all of a sudden they've just all knuckled down on us. It's a bit crazy.
So tell us about when you have to put your phones down. Is it the first thing you do when you get into school?
So from 9 o'clock they've got to be in our lockers or in our bags if we don't have one. But then at lunchtime and recess we're allowed to take them out. But then we've got to put them back in our bags till 3:30.
Look, the thing is, it's going to take a bit to get used to, Liv. I'm sure it will. But imagine trying to get a conversation out of anyone at Bendigo Senior Secondary College at recess at lunchtime. Everyone just on their phones. He's like, oh,
yeah.
Hey, sorry. So how, when you say it affects you, it's not going to hurt your health. So is it more or less just something that you're not used to? You're used to having something in your hand?
I do think so, but I do two foods classes next year and we've got to keep track of everything in the ovens or cooking or boiling, and we're not allowed to use our phones to do that.
Oh, my goodness.
If we want to take a photo of food recipes in class or notes that we've taken on the board but we've run out of time, we can't do that. So it then becomes the teacher's responsibility to take a photo of the notes for us. And send it to us.
Oh, sorry, Liv.
I don't think that's a big deal.
No, Liv, I'm laughing and I'm so sorry about that. I don't mean to be condescending, but back in my day when I did cookery class up at Flora Hill High, we had no mobile phones. So we used to use paper recipes and we used to try and remember as much as what we could. And we'd have old-fashioned clocks that you'd press a button and put a timer on and they'd tick, tick loud.
Just we're just not used to it.
No, of course.
No, you're not. No.
As I said, I didn't mean to make a mockery of it, but that just shows how far we've come in society. Now, we were talking off air. You've got a few free periods as well during the day. And
you
can't access your phone during those periods either.
No, we're not allowed to. I actually got in trouble yesterday for having it, and I did not have a class till 11:10 in the day. And I was sitting there because I got to school 20 minutes early and I got yelled at for being on my phone.
You got yelled at?
You wouldn't have got yelled at.
Yeah. The teacher come out of the classroom and told me to put it away or they'll take it away, I guess.
My goodness. Now, I was just going to get to that. What are the repercussions? Apart from getting it taken away, do you have to pay a fine or anything?
No. So we talked about it yesterday. We've got three warnings. The first warning is just verbal, like get off it. Second one, if you're on it, I think they contact your student coordinator or your parents. And then third one, I'm pretty sure they just take it off us completely and our parents have to come pick it up.
Okay. Look, and again, it is going to get, it's going to take a while to get used to, isn't it? I mean, particularly for you guys, you've been there a year, Liv, but for the ones coming in, it mightn't be so bad. The problem is, though, with and please, Dale Pearce and the people in charge, don't yell at me for this, but if, correct me if I'm wrong, my young bloke goes there, Liv, as you know, and Mackenzie, and it's casual. It's as casual as can be. You've got free periods. You can wear, you know, as long as you've got decent clothes on. And it's just the other way, isn't it? It's like, whoa, hey. You can understand where you go to a school where they've got a uniform, the bell goes, that's when you go in and all that. But Bendigo Senior Secondary College is very casual. So I think it's, you're right. It's going to take a bit to get used to it.
The school has given us all this trust and responsibility, and majority of us has used it to our advantage, but now they've just taken it away from us. They've to the young adults and to self-monitor ourselves when we're doing studies. But then they're like, oh, sorry, we don't trust you. Don't go on it at all. You can't monitor it yourself.
I don't know if it's a trust thing, Liv. I think it's more to do with the fact that it's just, you know, they're seeing some of the things that are happening, and we're talking about it in the world at the moment. The Aussies aren't great when it comes to, well, we're not great when it comes to levels of education.
Science,
So I think it's probably a bit more to do with that, is the fact that we're looking at it too much when we shouldn't be. And that mightn't be you, but it's probably a few others. I would have thought.
Yeah.
Liv, have they put anything in place? Have teachers or the education department put anything in place to combat the fact that you won't have your phones as much? Like, are they encouraging, I don't know, like playing card games in
stress
free ball. Periods or, you know, outside activities?
No, not really. I feel like seeing if we're in a free break or lunch recess, we are allowed to go into town and do something.
Yep.
I guess they just expect us to continue doing that and to have our own free time.
Mm.
They sometimes at lunchtime have like bands play from our school or have some fun games, but yeah.
So they're not really doing anything extra.
Oh, they've got time. So, look, this is new to everybody. So I'm sure they're going to sit down, the powers that be, and come up with something, particularly if you're not the only one feeling like that, Liv, and I've got a sneaking suspicion you aren't. So, watch with interest how you go, and we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, we will. Liv, thanks so much for your time this morning, and good luck. And I guess in what, about an hour, just over an hour, you're going to have to put your little phone away for the day.
Yes.
And don't get in trouble from the teacher again. Be a good
girl. Oh, you can speak. Thanks, Libby.
On your leave.
It's okay. See you guys.
See you,
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.